From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Iraq's interim prime minister, Iyad Alawi, today says that his government does not plan to free any Iraqi prisoners in response to demands by militants. The militants in the last 2 days have beheaded two American civilians kidnapped in Baghdad a week ago. They're demanding that Iraqi women prisoners held by American forces be released. Joining us from Baghdad is Michael Ware of Time magazine. Michael, first, there are two women in particular that the Americans say they're holding. Who are they?
They are two former Iraqi weapons scientists, one known as Dr. Anthrax, one known pejoratively as Dr. Germ. These are women who either surrendered themselves or were arrested as part of a sweep of Iraqi scientists immediately after the war. However, I suspect these are not the women that Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the leader of the terrorist group that is responsible for these beheadings, is thinking of. He's thinking of general Iraqi women who have been picked up in sweeps through insurgent areas, whom he clearly believes are being held in Iraqi prisons.
Well, American spokesmen that we're following anyway in Baghdad say they only hold these two women.
And most likely that's correct. Nonetheless, we're dealing with perception here. And I must say the weight of Iraqi opinion rests with the terrorists on this one. You know, people find it very difficult to believe after everything, you know, families have been through, after people have experienced what it's like to have their house or their neighbourhood searched by US or international troops. These people are having trouble accepting that there really are no women in the prisons. So whilst it may very well be true, it's just that no one believes it, or no one can really bring themselves to accept this. So it really just furthers a sense of suspicion of the international forces and of the Iraqi government, and plays right into the terrorist hand.
It's difficult to figure out exactly what's going on there. Earlier, there was a statement from the Iraqi government that they had planned to release one of these women on bail tomorrow anyway, but now Mr. Alawi says there are no plans to release anyone. What's going on?
Mr. Alawi, for a start, is not in the country.
He's in New York at the UN.
That's correct. So it's very difficult for people here, even members of his own government, to really get a handle on just what it is that Mr. Alawi is planning or not planning to do.
Michael, writing in Time on Sunday, you say that the U.S. still characterizes the insurgency as a loosely organized network, but many people there are increasingly convinced that the insurgency is coming more or less under the command of al-Zarqawi.
Certainly that's the official military line, that this remains a fairly loose network. I can tell you now, U.S. military intelligence officers know, as many of us have for quite some time, that this is a very organized insurgency now. And it's true. Through the influence that the money coming from the Gulf states and from rich donors brings, from the fervour that comes with the international jihadis, the homegrown Iraqi insurgency is being swept up by the international terrorist jihadis, so that what was once a war of national liberation has rapidly become a part of the international jihad. And it's in many ways the foreigners and those hardline Muslims who are following the lead of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi who are now gaining the momentum in the fight here against the U.S. military.
Time Magazine's Michael Ware in Baghdad. Thank you, Michael.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.